I want to wish Leo Varadkar well as he moves on. I want to recognise his contribution during COVID, his defence of Maurice McCabe, and his statesmanlike and extremely competent handling of Brexit. But we are now in a new political space, and Leo Varadkar himself has opened that door. And I am calling for a general election for the first time in this administration. I voted for Leo Varadkar because the people spoke 4 years ago, and I believe in stability. But we now have a faltering government on housing, health, immigration, disability, and the recent referendum. And while Fine Gael may need time to regroup, this country, I believe, now needs
thank
a government with a new
time
mandate.
Well, thank you, Deputy, and I think I've dealt with this issue already in the House, and I'm very clear the government is very focused on fulfilling the programme for government. I've already instanced the planning bill, which you've complained about, you know, in terms of the delivery of a whole range of projects. That should be completed before any general election. I think the future fund bill, which was passed through Cabinet, is probably the most important, significant, long-term legislative initiative of any government in a long time, which will provide for the future in terms of allocating about 0.8% of GNI to cover pensions into the future, to cover healthcare costs, to cover infrastructure. When, say, times get bad, we always cut capital. The whole idea of the future fund is to make sure on infrastructure and climate, is to make sure we don't ever have that situation if we can avoid it. That basically we maintain capital levels right on, even in the middle of a recession, if we provide enough money now. And that bill will enable us
to
give us the mechanisms to future-proof our society and our economy. That's a very noble thing to do, I think, and it's the right thing to do.
Please.
And we want to get this through the House as well.